Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Muhammad Taqi al-Jawad alayhi salam. This hadith is about his son, Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi. As you know, today marks the anniversary of the martyrdom of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi, also known as Imam Ali al-Naqi alayhi salam. And on behalf of IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this very grave and very sad and solemn day. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam said, "Certainly the Imam after me is my son, Ali. His command is my command. His word is my word. Obedience to him is obedience to me. And the Imama after him will rest with his son Al-Hasan alayhi salam." You know, many virtues have been narrated regarding Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. We would like to recite one of these today, which comes in the form of a story. A group of people from Isfahan, among whom were Abul Abbas Ahmad ibn al-Nasr and Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Alawiyyah, narrated, "There was a man named Abdul Rahman in Isfahan who was a Shia. He was asked, 'Why have you accepted the Imama of Ali al-Naqi instead of anyone else from among the people of the time?' So he replied, 'I witnessed that which obligated me to believing such. I was a poor man, but outspoken and daring. So the people of Isfahan exiled me and a few others. We came to Mutawakkil to ask for justice. We were at Mutawakkil's gate when the command came to bring Ali ibn Muhammad ibn al-Ridha alayhi salam. I asked those present there who this man was that had been commanded to be brought there. Someone replied, 'He is an Alawi whom the Rafida believe to be their imam.' He then said, 'Mutawakkil may have summoned him in order to kill him.' I said, 'I will not move from here until I see who this person is.' He continued, 'He came riding on a horse, and verily people were standing in a line on the right and the left of his path watching him. When I saw him, I stopped and looked at him. Love for him filled my heart, and I prayed for him in my heart for Allah to repel from him the evil of Mutawakkil. He moved through the crowd, his sight fixed on the reins of his horse, not looking around, and I was constantly supplicating for him. When he reached me, he turned his face towards me and said, "May Allah accept your supplication, lengthen your life, increase your wealth and your children." After that, we returned to Isfahan. Allah opened phases of wealth upon me so that I had to lock away in my house more than 1,000,000 dirhams, and this apart from the wealth that is outside of my house. I have been blessed with 10 sons, and have reached an age in excess of 70 years. This is the reason for my faith in the Imama of this man who knew what was in my heart and Allah granted his prayers for me. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Ali al-Naqi alayhi salam, in the words of Imam Jawad alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.